Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, on May 3rd, 2017, Rick Scott, governor of the state of Florida, declares a state of an emergency. And that's in because of Florida's opiate epidemic. An estimate 4,000 people died from opiate overdoses in Florida 2016. My God. But what can you do if somebody you know or even have a family member that is abusing drugs or even alcohol that appear to be a danger to themselves or others? Well, it's called the Marchman Act. Today, we have former assistant state attorney, now in private practice, Robert Gluck from the law office of Robert Gluck today. Robert will be giving us the 411 on the Marchman Act. Drug addiction has touched every family, even my family. It doesn't matter what your economic status is. Please make sure you have a pen and paper because we'll be giving out contact information at the end of this important segment, and you could save someone's life, and it could be a loved one. I'd first like to welcome and introduce our legal panel host. Good afternoon, Gary Astro.
Good afternoon. Good to be here, Phil.
Always a pleasure, Gary. And, Gary, you've tried over 500 trial cases and still counting, and you've been very successful. I spoke to an attorney about yourself who knows you and says you're one of the best of the best. You're really passionate, he said.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was born to do it, and I just follow my star. So it's kind of easy when you look at it that way.
And speak about a passionate attorney, Michael Santucci.
How you doing, Phil?
Good to see you, Mike. And, of course, Gary Singer will be back next week. You know, the Marchman Act gives real teeth. I mean, people are confused. You know, people know the Baker Act. A lot of attorneys don't even know what the Marchman Act is. And I'd like to welcome Robert Gluck.
I know what the Marchman Act is.
That's why you're here. As a matter of fact, this is Robert Gluck, who was with Judge Tobin Singer, who presides over drug court. And Robert Gluck was the first prosecuting attorney in drug court in Miami.
Right, back in the late 1980s.
Right, that's when Janet Reno was there.
Right, and Kathy Rundle, who's the state attorney now, was her assistant at the time, and she was the supervisor of the drug court. And it was Judge Harvey Goldstein, and Hugh Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, was our public defender.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But, you know, it does cross – it touches every family. This is an epidemic, and, you know, there's no choice but to get people – help who can't help themselves. It's affected my family as well. It's unfortunate. In my case, I won't name the family member, but I will tell you that she got into a bad car accident when she was 25, had both her legs broken. Of course, they prescribed pain pills, made her feel good. So even when she didn't have the pain, she still continued it. She's now 29. But she lives in Illinois, and they don't have anything like this. She's been Baker Act twice to try to detox her. First of all, Robert, what is the Marchman Act?
So the Marchman Act is the Hal S. Marchman Act. It's a little, he's a minister from the middle of the state and is famous for being the person that did the induction or did the induction at the beginning of the Daytona 500 races. In any event, had his passion for drug addiction. We have the most powerful law in the country, Florida's Marchman Act, that empowers us to help save loved ones' lives. You can put someone into residential treatment against their will for up to 60 days. First, you could force them into detox and stabilization for 5 to 7 days. And then if before the 60 days are up, it's determined that they're still in need of treatment, that can get extended for another 90 days. A, most lawyers in Florida have never heard of the Marchman Act, let alone the citizens of the state. And B, it's the most powerful law in any state in the country to help people who have a loved one that needs treatment.
Robert, along those same lines, the Baker Act and the Marchman Act, the Baker Act being the more well-known established law, danger to yourself and others, what's the difference if you can distinguish the two? And isn't the Marchman Act relatively new in terms of legislation?
It's been around for over a decade more, but it's not been used that often because less than 1% of the lawyers in the state even know what it is. So now what's happening is we've become the drug recovery center of the country because everyone's coming to Florida for drug addiction recovery. It's the centers that are actively encouraging families to look for a Marchman Act because they have a financial interest in keeping folks in their center getting recovered. So they're saying to the family, hey, there are lawyers out there that can file this petition to force your loved one into treatment against their will. The difference, a Baker Act is only for a mental health problem, and you can only hold someone for 72 hours against their will. A Marchman Act is much more powerful. If there's a finding of good cause, they could be held for 60 days in a residential program against their will and with the threat of contempt of court if they don't comply. It's ironic that our state values the need for drug addiction recovery more than it does the need for mental health recovery.
Amazing, especially since sometimes they're so related. Some person would suffer from both conditions.
And I have that happen. And what I have to do to the family is I have to guide them towards focusing on the drug addiction. Portion of
wow.
it. Because if we show up in front of a magistrate or a judge and they see that it's clearly a bipolar disorder, it's really just mental health, they're throwing in the fact that the kid smokes pot just to get it under the Marchman Act.
Self-medicate.
But that's not the issue. You can't just make it a Marchman Act if it's really just mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are bipolar, dual diagnosed. They're overdosing on their antipsychotic medication. They're going to be drug addicts, and then heroin is the biggest problem in Delray Beach, Florida, is the capital of the heroin epidemic.
There we go with Florida again, winning in the statistical category.
We've got 183 confirmed treatment recovery centers in Delray and 63 unconfirmed.
Oh, my God.
There were 10 deaths in Delray Beach alone in March of this year for drug overdoses.
Mostly
heroin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always, I'm so happy to see that, both parties, conservatives and liberals alike are starting to look at addiction in a different way. Often it was just progressives that see addiction as a disease and conservatives saw it as a criminal problem, a criminal justice problem. During this last presidential election, you heard Republicans and Democrats alike addressing this as a health problem, as a public health problem. Yeah. But I got a question for Robert Gluck, but also to the group. And, a sincere question. There were pain medications around 40 years ago. And why now is there such an epidemic that is, first coming from prescription pain meds and then going to drugs like heroin, street drugs? Why now has this exploded if it's not the, growing power of the pharmaceutical industry and their lobbying power? That's my cynical view of it. But why does anyone have an opinion on why this is exploding?
I do, but I was going to defer to Mr. Right.
Please,
I'll say mine quickly. You know what mine is?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, go.
I'm going to do it. The pill mill industry, which is a billion-dollar industry, and it was big in, like everything else in South Florida. Everything's
right.
abused in South Florida first for whatever reasons. Was cracked down on by the governor and the federal government as well. And the DEA Joint Task Force went in and they tried to shut down the pill mills, but they figured the better way to do it, they went to the middleman. They shut down the wholesalers of the drugs who were distributing the opiates to the pharmacies who were distributing for the pill mills. So they threatened these guys. They literally strong-armed them, and they said, you're not doing this anymore. You're not delivering. You're reducing your numbers,
right?
Your delivery, your amounts. They put them out of business, essentially. And what that did, whether somebody's using because they're an addict for pain or not, or recreationally, these people were driven to the street to purchase heroin, what they believe is cheaper. Heroin, and often is not. It's $5. You can buy heroin on the streets. It's cheaper, easier to get. You don't have to sit in a doctor's office and wait and get threatened by DEA agents in the parking lot, where dealers were going down every day. There were deliveries in the parking lot, arrests being made, people driving down from Tennessee to get prescriptions that were worth up there thousands of dollars. For 60 pills, you can get, you know, a couple of grand. So it was a multi-million-dollar industry just in South Florida, and they cracked down on the wholesalers, and now they drove people to go out and, as Michael pointed out, buy street narcotics.
Right.
They're supporting the cartels.
You know where it started? It started before that, because when you got into a rear-end car accident at 7 miles an hour and went to a chiropractor who refers you to an orthopedist, all of a sudden you got 100 oxycodones.
You got breakthrough medication. You got that plus another opiate in case the first two opiates didn't work.
I have a PI practice. I've had clients that have had minor impact accidents, and I asked them 2 months into their treatment, how are you doing? Well, I can't go to work on the pain pills they're giving me. They're giving these people oxycodone 5 years ago.
Right.
You're exactly right. They were driven away from the prescription meds, and they went to the cheapest alternative, which is heroin and heroin-like street drugs.
And now they're using elephant tranquilizer and fentanyl. It's passing off as heroin. People are overdosing because a tenth of a fentanyl line of it is going to kill you.
77 overdoses in Delray.
Yeah, no, it's the latest
abuse
drug.
I've never heard of that except in a Beastie Boys song.
Right,
so,
it's the latest abuse drug that's being held out as an opiate and killing people.
But who can file for an adult?
So it's usually a family member, three adults that are not a relative, a one parent, spouse, other blood relative, and you could even have a director of a treatment center. I have one this week where Boca Detox is a well-known detox facility.
Right.
We got an ex parte petition, and having a lawyer helps, because I had a gentleman who was halfway between being Baker-acted for suicidal tendencies and having a heroin addiction, and we were able to navigate in between the two and get an ex parte order from a judge in Palm Beach
County. What does ex parte mean? For
without a hearing. There's good cause to believe that immediate harm is going to occur. And I've got recommendations and reports from the detox center. This is cases where someone's about to go into treatment. Everyone knows they're addicted, and then they change their mind at the last minute and walk away.
Robert, let me
you don't get them in within 24 hours, they're going to die.
Let me understand this.
Wow.
If you have an adult child, I can understand the connection. But let's say I have an employee. You know, my employees, I know a host of things about them. We're friends as well. And hopefully if they're listening, they better be working. But in all reality,
and not using heroin,
absolutely. But in all seriousness, though, if I had an employee, and myself and two other associates see this issue with them, then we can petition.
Yes. In fact, I had an unusual case where an office manager filed a Marchman Act against her employer because she knew that this was a significant alcohol addiction. I mean, he left the Christmas party drunk as a skunk, you know, crashing
into cars. I can't imagine somebody leaving a Christmas party drunk.
But it was more than that. But the point is that it was so bad that had the office manager not filed the Marchman Act, the ex-wife was going to file a petition for guardianship. And if the guardianship court appointed a receiver to take over his assets while he was incapacitated, then in effect the receiver would take over the medical practice, and the office manager didn't want that to happen.
Wow.
But she also wanted to save her boss's life.
Which one was more important, I wonder?
Saving her job's life.
Her job's life, yes. Very
well,
good.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out what the actual procedure is. Somebody who's listening who may call you, and what the process is. And you're listening to Legal News and Review. We're speaking with Robert Gluck, and Robert's he practices a host of areas, but one of his focus is the Marchman Act. He's very passionate about it. He's a man on a mission, and he knows he's going to be saving lives, and that's a beautiful thing, especially if you have children that are adults and you feel that you have no control. This is a way to help them and for a way for them to help themselves.
Quick question, if I can interject. mental health hospital, psychiatric hospital, or treatment center, or any of the three?
For Marchman Act, yeah. Well, if it's mental health only, you're not sending them there. You'll send them to a dual diagnosis facility, but if it's straight mental health, it's outside the Marchman Act.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be addressing those issues in terms of the due process and how to weed out those that may be erroneous, trying to cause problems that aren't there. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and I want to welcome our listeners on iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now, and, of course, on 96.9, 103.9, and 740 AM, all WSBR simulcast. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Review is back on the air. I am Philip Bell, the moderator, along with legal panel host Michael Santucci and legal panel host Gary Ostro. We're speaking to Robert Gluck, and Robert Gluck has a great background. I mean, he Miami-Dade County State's Attorney Office, where he prosecuted everything from DUI to murder cases. He gained extensive experience in DUI traffic homicide, where he was responsible for determining responsibility through the use of traffic crash analyst and accident reconstruction. And he was the first prosecuting attorney for Drug Court, a great program that's now around the country. And he was one of the first to help get that started. And, you know, you do a lot of good. And this is a mission for you, Robert. I mean, sincerely, we have an opium epidemic. Governor Rick Scott, who did a state of emergency, declares a state of emergency as well. And it's a public health emergency. You know, our two legal panel hosts that are here today, Gary Ostro and Mike Santucci, who does entertainment law, and we probably would have a lot of the great musicians still alive. Prince comes to mind, sure, as well. And even athletes. Gary Ostro represented athletes, and it's funny, we were talking off air how it's how the NFL will pump these people up with pain pills, mm-hmm, as well. Robert,
just real quick, I read Keith Richards' book, his autobiography. It's called Keith Richards' Life. I read it cover to cover. And the reason he started doing drugs in the first place, so he claims, was to work longer sessions. So he can do these three-day recording and writing sessions. And, you know, he'd be doing stimulants and depressants, you know, and pain at the same time. And that's kind of Michael Jackson's story also. They were pumping him up on who knows what with this doctor he had,
right,
to keep him performing and keep him performing. He was the money train for so many people.
Yeah, they didn't want to slow that money train down.
But very,
any expense.
Very important. What is the process? I have a relative or an employee, and I'm listening to this segment, and I contact you.
Process is simple. They contact me, a petition is filed for detoxification or stabilization and evaluation is what it's called. That's a period of 5 days, 3 to 5 days, within 7 days of them being,
I'm sorry for interrupting, they're in denial. I mean, how can you get them to court?
The judge, you file a petition, The judge sets it for a hearing. They get served with a petition, with a notice to appear. They have to appear at the hearing, and if the family can establish that there's good cause to believe that they're endangering themselves or others, they're unable to appreciate their need for treatment because of their addiction,
right,
and that they're addicted, they're forced into detox for 3 to 5 days. The detox center then has to report back to the judge whether they're in need of additional
Who
care.
Who pays for that detox center?
The family has to have coverage for it, because if they're uninsured, it's like sending them to the same place your clients go that are arrested that have a drug addiction, and that's BARC, and that's a waste of time.
So this doesn't work unless the family has coverage.
Money to pay.
Well, that
for
sounds problematic legislatively.
But it's at least the people whose family could afford to pay for private insurance to get them into the facility will save those lives. It's another thing to have enough money to have the public subsidize, the public government subsidize people that can't afford it. Right now, I have no answer for people other than BARC if they don't have money.
What's the matter with BARC? That's the county program.
Well, it's
very inexpensive. That's all there is besides these high-end
insurance covered. There's nothing in between.
I don't know if you know, but does Obamacare right now require addiction coverage in all policies?
Most of them do, and it's usually up to $30,000, and that's why we've got a problem with these sober homes that need to be cleaned up, and they just passed a bill in the legislature this year to address that issue.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure no one's read it, but the substitute for Obamacare that passed the House, does that address addiction in any way?
Is it different from how Obamacare? I think if it's up to the open market, any insurance company can cover or not cover what they want. Right now, most insurance covers 30 days of residential treatment.
Wow.
But very important. We don't want to cause more problems for people that are, you know, have issues. You know, some people just have no self-control. They self-medicate for a host of reasons. Are Marchman Act records confidential?
They are. It's considered a mental health case. It's just as if you filed a case in mental health court. The case name doesn't show up. The case I filed the other day, just a number is there. You won't see the name of the respondent.
How do you so you get hired by the family, I assume,
yes,
family members, and they pay you? Do you charge a flat rate?
I do. I charge a flat fee. And frankly, what I'll do is if the family can't afford it, I'll tell them how to go to the clerk's office and get the package, and I'll walk them through doing it on their own.
And what family doesn't have – that is very accommodating of you. What if the family doesn't have the funds or the insurance coverage? What do you tell them?
How do
you lay that on somebody?
I tell them that they could file the Marchman Act, get it granted. I could walk them through doing it on their own.
Then what?
And then send them to BARC. At least they're going somewhere.
But it's the lesser of the evils, I guess.
Well, at least you could force them into doing something.
Well, right?
You hope they get arrested and then send them through a probation.
Drug court.
End up getting arrested.
Right. There you go. And then the criminal lawyer has
And then it's easier to do it through the criminal case. I tell people that if they get arrested, it'll probably be easier.
It's the best thing for some people, except they don't treat you for withdrawals in the Broward County jail.
Doesn't that happen when they don't show up and the judge sends a sheriff over there and they find drugs on them? They can be arrested for that.
They could be Marchman acted by law enforcement on the spot without a hearing if they think that someone's addicted.
Right.
They're afraid to do it. It's in the statute, but they're afraid to do it. In Naples, it was done, and the law enforcement got sued for false arrest for $250,000.
Well, you didn't finish.
If the officers think that there's good cause to believe that they're looking at a person who's addicted, they walk in a door and they see a heroin needle in their arm. They could pick them up, put handcuffs on them, and take them to detox.
Well, they could pick them up and arrest them for the possession.
They could.
Normally, but you're saying they would take them in the alternative for treatment.
They could.
Right. If they have a reasonable belief they're using an addict.
But then they'll call their captain or their sergeant, and they'll say, oh, no, that's a civil matter. We don't want to get sued.
Yeah. Love to get those cases.
How does a family in need, a family with someone suffering from addiction, or a partner in a business or a friend, how do they reach Robert Gluck to talk about the Marchman Act?
They just remember my name and call Robert Gluck. It's robertgluck.com. 877 Gluck Law.
How do you spell Gluck?
It's good luck. It's in German, it means good luck. It's luck with a G in front of it. And if I run for judge,
I won't contribute because I know it's a slam dunk. I'm not giving you a time.
I am dyslexic, so spell Gluck.
Gluck. And I will help people with the Marchman Act, whether they can afford to hire me or not. I'll show them how to go to the clerk, fill out the paperwork, tell them procedurally what to do. But that's like if you have a toothache, you can go to the drugstore and buy medicine and hope it works. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. If you can't afford a lawyer, it's better than nothing, and I'll help you if you can't afford it.
Very nice.
Well, I want to thank my guests, our special guest, Robert Gluck, today. And, of course, my co-hosts, Phil Bell and criminal attorney Gary Ostro. Everyone, if you're listening, if you're in the car, please put your phone down.
Hey,
there's
Mike,
plenty of
music
on the radio.
From? Where's that music from?
That's Stitches.
Oh, I love Stitches.
All right, Stitches is a Miami, Florida artist.
Yeah.
Somebody might be promoting them, I take it.
And my client. Okay, she's my client. But thanks, Stitches. And everybody remember,
Be legal.
It's hard to come by. I know that you have plenty, but you say that I'm different. And I'd be lying by omission if I didn't admit it. The way you treat me like a queen, yeah, I appreciate it. A tough cookie, what you call me, know how to break me down. Ain't nobody worried about loyalty, that stuff explained. You love me like I'm the only woman, yeah, that you cherish. Of course, your mother is another, that's all right with me. A man of God, I respect it, it's not hard to see.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for Legal News and Review. Remember, be legal.